I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday 15th of October. We do this in less than 4 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast every day, so that you never miss out on your batch of EV News daily. Lexus is preparing new EV trademarks at the minute using the LF name. So they've trademarked with the EU's intellectual property office, LFZA, LFZC, LFZL and LFZV. Normally used for their concept vehicles, the LF prefix. So we'll wait and see if that's the name of the final vehicles or not. They're also working on a supercar, which will be the spiritual successor to the LFA. We'll find out more at the Japan Mobility Show soon. Vauxhall is introducing budget-friendly versions here in the UK. Opel is Vauxhall. Of the Astra and the Mokka. So 100 kilowatts motor on the Mokka, 50 kilowatt hour battery, 209 miles WLTP range. Not a lot. The Astra has a bigger motor, 115 kilowatt motor, 54 kilowatt hour battery, 258 miles of WLTP range. And of course, the Corsa already has a design spec. That's the base model, by the way, and it has the same underpinnings as the Mokka, but it'll go further, about 222 miles. Pricing starts, though, at £36,000 for the Mokka, £37,000 for the Astra. That's pretty robust, considering they're up against some Chinese competition that will start in the 20s, like the MG vehicles, offering more range and, well, about 10 grand less on the price. Audi is altering the Q4 e-tron production strategy. They'd lined up Brussels to be an overflow, anticipating lots of lovely demand for the Q4 e-tron. Turns out there isn't as much as they thought for the Q4 e-tron, so they're not doing it from Brussels. And that led to a two-day walkout by the staff there. Mercedes introducing the little G. That's a smaller version. It's like the G-Wagon, which is going to be called the EQG. We think it comes next year in 2024. Basically like a shrink-wrapped version of that. It looks the same, but it's going to be smaller. The CEO told us about it at the Munich event at the IAA show, calling it the little G. And actually, they had like the little G stylized as a lowercase G at that show. And you think, well, could they use the name little G? I'd love it. It'd be so full of personality, wouldn't it? Not a huge Mercedes style thing to do, but I'd love it to be called the little G. That should be coming in 26, by the way. Colorado is offering their own state incentives. This is fantastic. I love, you know, if you're in the US, you've got to look at your local and state incentives as well, because you can get serious money off a new EV. $6,000 on an EV that costs less than $50,000. Suggested retail price. There are some earnings incomes, like $94,000 for a joint family file. And also the rebate gets used up until it hits $1.8 million. So it'll get used up quickly, but still $6,000 off an EV is really good. You got to hold a Colorado driver's license and prove income there as well. But that's a huge chunk of change. And it's at the point of purchase off the vehicle. Pirelli have been talking about the challenges that EVs set. EVs may be heavy because of the battery, but also have very high power, loads of torque, and accelerate so much quicker than their combustion counterparts. You can't cheap out on the tyres. EV tyres, they say, wear out about 15% faster if you just use regular tyres. So that's why they've introduced the P0 e-tyre, which has got a different compound, different materials, different technology to last longer and cope with the extra power that EVs deliver. Zero Motorcycles are reducing their prices in North America, at least. No word on European prices yet. There could be some price adjustments, we think, to Zero Motorcycles, but anything between $1,000 and $4,500 off things like the adventure-centric ZF17, $4,500 off. That still brings the price down to $20,000, though, which is huge for a bike. And your weekend-long read, I'll pop a link to Automotive News in the show notes, telling the story about CATL, the world's biggest EV battery supplier, back in the day when known as ATL. Amperex Technology Limited found itself under the wing of TDK, the Japanese corporation known for cassette tapes, and how they really took the lead and took the Germans by surprise in the Chinese battery industry. And that is Briefly.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.